Then we made lye soap them days. Mm-hmm. I made a million pot of lye soap. You'd make that lye soap. Well, that was the soap that you scrubbed with. And it was good, too, if you made it right. It was good. Yeah, that's what we used back them days.
You know, years ago on Monday, women would gather up the clothes and do the...
Once a week was wash day. And wash with, I remember when they had they'd make a big, had a big block, great big block. They'd put them in that wash pot and they'd boil them. Mm-hmm. First wash them out, you know, wet. Then they'd take them in it before they're too dirty, you know, and they'd rub them on the hands. Mm-hmm. And they'd put them in that wash pot. They'd put that soap and stuff in that, lye soap and stuff in there. They'd put that in there. And then they'd go off and get that pine and old junk, and they'd build a fire around that wash pot. Well, we had to have a big old stick then. We had to keep them things punched down, or that smoke would get on our clothes. And the top would be on top, and it wouldn't be under that water. We just kept them jobbed down. Mm-hmm. Keep them jobbed down. Then when they would be there long enough then, take them up. We had a big old stick. It's about that long. That's called it a battling stick. Mm-hmm. It was wide, and about that wide, you know, but it had a round handle on it. Put them up on there, and then we beat the dirt out of them. Mm-hmm. Just beat them. You could hear people quarter of a mile still mornings all around, and we'd know there's washing, battling them clothes. Mm-hmm. Well, then they'd throw them in a tub of water then. Then they'd have another tub then. They'd rub them in there then with their hands. Mm-hmm. They'd rub them in there. Well, then they'd put them, arrange them in the other one then. Mm-hmm. In the other tub, then they'd hang them out on the line. That's the way we used to have to wash.
Mm-hmm. What would they say they were going to do? They'd say, This Monday I have to do the...
Wash day. It was called wash day when I come up.
So I have to do the...
Yeah. But now, we didn't know it wasn't on Monday. Just either day, we picked the day. Now, when I come along, we picked them the pretty days, you see. Mm-hmm. For it wouldn't be too cold or raining or something like that, you know, because we had to hang them on the line to dry them. Mm-hmm. And we'd come back, we'd call that wash day. Mm-hmm. Wash day and scrub day.
Mm-hmm. And after you wash your clothes, then you have to do the...
Hang them up on the line and let them dry.
And then you do the...
Iron and take them in and iron them.
Uh-huh. Nowadays, a place where you could send your shirts to
I didn't know what that was, to the laundry. Uh-huh. I never heard of a laundry.
The people used to say, I have to do my washing and ironing, or I have to do my laundry.
No, it wasn't laundry. I never heard that. It wasn't my laundry. Uh-huh. And it wasn't laundry, your linen. I never heard that then. Uh-huh. It was your bed clothes. Bed sheets and pillow slips. Now that's what it was called back then. Now,
What about that thing that you've got on the stove there?
That thing right there. Well, I always hear that called a kettle.
Did you ever hear that wash pot called a kettle?
Yeah. And another thing too, I've heard called a kettle too, where people made syrup. Great big old thing where they boiled syrup in it.
What else would they make besides syrup? Well, what's something? Did you ever hear blackstrap?
Yeah. Now, I don't know how they made that, but that's what they had, them old blackstrap.
Blackstrap what?
Syrup.
Yeah. Did you ever hear any other name for syrup?
Molasses is what we called it now. I'm saying now what it is, but that's what we called it. It was molasses.
Is there any difference between molasses? Not
a bit. They just changed the name, that's all.
Did you ever hear it called long sweetening and short sweetening?
That was way back, I reckon. But we always called it molasses. That's why. And we'd use them molasses too with our cooking when we couldn't get sugar a lot of times. We'd sweeten our peaches and things and put them up in jars with molasses. I've done that too.
What about say if you wanted to buy some molasses at the store, what would it come in?